Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now Marner a drive and he scores! Mitch Marner from the right boards just let a wrist shot go through traffic, and it found its way all the way through the traffic, off the post and in. Toronto regains the lead. It's 4-3 Leafs with 14:10 to play here in period number three. Here's Bennett. Lobs it down wide into the near corner then. It's Reinhardt up top. Jones long shot. It's wide. And that's going to rim up the far boards. It leaves the zone. The final seconds tick away. And the Leafs take both here in Toronto. 4-3 Toronto hangs on the win tonight. And the Panthers find themselves in an 0-2 hole going home for game three.
Doug Plagans on the call there on QAM. It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody. Coming back home, didn't expect it, but it's reality now. Down two games to none. Games three and four Friday, tomorrow night, and Sunday. And to talk a little bit more about it, Jeff Rimmer, former play-by-play TV voice for the Florida Panthers. Nice enough to come on with us yesterday and right back with us. Rim, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Joe.
Hey.
I'm looking forward to game three tomorrow. Now, understand one thing. The Panthers can play better. Not all that pleased with their performance last night. But as the saying goes, in a seven-game series, you're not out of it until you lose at home. And I expect a much better performance tomorrow night.
Hey, so I do want to ask you about a few things about last night's game. The odd man rush. What do you think about the rush problem they had of getting back? That seemed to be the biggest problem last night for you.
Well, it was one of the problems. I wouldn't say it was the biggest. They've got to get better goaltending from my pal Sergei Bobrovsky. And if you look back on the last 2 years, particularly in the playoffs, Bobrovsky saved the team. He came up, he's the last line of defense, and he's come up big.
Yeah.
They need him to play at the top of his game. Yeah, the odd man rushers have got to stop. And the whole premise of those odd man rushers in the past, the Panthers would be sending two forwards into the offensive zone, and they were thinking more aggressively offensively. Well, now they've got to protect Bobrovsky a little better,
right?
But it's got to be a total team effort, and it starts with Bobrovsky and works from the defenseman, and there's responsibility for the forwards as well.
Can you help me out on a call? And by the way, I'm not blaming calls. I'm not doing a Toronto special and blaming a call or anything. I don't want anybody kicked out. But Evan Rodriguez gets a penalty for embellishment. I guess basically bad acting on the side. What'd you think of that call?
It was atrocious. It was terrible. It was awful. And the officiating was just horrendous. I got to tell you, Wes McCauley, who I know pretty well, veteran referee, spent a lot of time with him off the ice. He is the premier referee, and I thought he and his fellow referee had terrible games last night. It was one of the worst calls I've ever seen. Where Rodriguez came to embellishing the play, he got flattened against the boards. Give me a break. Yeah. I mean, it was just awful. And I'll tell you what, I guarantee you those referees would hear from the league after their just terrible performance last night in Toronto. And you're right. It's not the excuse, but it was a terrible call. And let me tell you that Rodriguez had no business going to the penalty box. He was lucky to come back in the game going to the dressing room.
Yeah. Hey, I didn't ask you this the other day. Does the league take this this whole thing with concussion serious enough when you look at player safety for you? You know, I'm going back to what happened with Anthony Stolarz the a couple nights ago. What do you think about overall? There was a chance they were saying he might come back unless that was just coach talk, and I was like, there's no way.
No, there was no way he was coming back. Joe, there's a spotter, and the league does take it seriously, to answer your question. There's a spotter at every game, regular season and playoffs. And as I said yesterday, I think that he was jarred more by shot off the mask than he was with the alleged elbow of Bennett. But for me, yeah, they take those things seriously. I'll tell you another two concerns I have about the Panthers. And I meant to bring it up yesterday, and I failed to do so. And I was watching the game last night, and I said it became more apparent to me last night. Kachuk is not playing at the top of his game. He is hurt. He is playing through.
Yep.
And you've heard Paul Maurice say in the past, yeah, you know, he's been banged up, but he gives it everything that he has. But I'll tell you, last night, there was a lot left by Kachuk, in my opinion. And you know that he is laboring through some pain.
I totally agree with you. He had the two goals and kind of teased us in that first game, but you're right. Since then, and by the way, the coach was quick to correct me. Like, look at he kind of insinuating that he's I got to be careful with him. You know, last thing I want is completely out that he is not 100%. So I'm with you on that. By the way, good news or bad news that your third line is so good. This Marchand line has been unbelievable. They score seems like a goal or two every frigging game now.
You're talking about the little ball of hate. And I'll tell you, every team in the National Hockey League would love to have that guy.
Yeah.
That guy's a gamer. And I tell you what, he turns it up a notch in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And he adds to that line. That line was pretty good without Marchand. But again, I go back to my conversation about Zito yesterday. Picking up Marchand, it was a hell of a move. And he plays to the top of his ability each and every night, and then he gives it that extra push when it comes to the playoffs. I'd love to have that guy on my team. He's on the Panthers, and he will make a difference in Game 3 tomorrow.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
You know, Lustarinen and Lundell with him, my God, they all look like, holy smokes, he's going to get everybody raises the way he's playing. So what do you change? If you're Paul Maurice, and obviously it's a quick turnaround here for a game tomorrow night, what's the biggest thing you think he concentrates on for this game?
Well, for one, they've got to do a better job protecting Bobrovsky.
Yes.
Secondly, they've got to change strategy here, and I'm going to give the Leafs some credit. I mean, sometimes you got to look at the opposition and say, hey, you know what? These guys are playing well. And what Toronto is doing right now, and Maurice has got to come up with a game plan, is how does he counter the Leafs' ability to block shots, and is there a way that he can counter that? They blocked between 20 and 30 shots again last night. This team is committed in front of their goaltender. People thought, oh, you know what, Florida evens the series last night with the number one goaltender, Stolarz, out. Give Wall credit, he played well, but I'll tell you, the defense in front of him. The Leafs are so different this year than they've been in the past. Give Craig Berube credit, but they're committed, and they're blocking shots. And like I said earlier about the Panthers who jump up and cheat a little bit, Florida is looking at a Toronto team right now that's not cheating. In the past, Marner, and you had the other big stars on the team, they would cheat a little bit. They'd be up ice looking for the breakaway. They're committed here now. Matthews and the rest of the crew, they are doing a terrific job defensively, and there's got to be a strategy here for Paul Maurice and the coaching staff to break up that attempt to block as many shots as they are. My opinion.
Hey, so you and I haven't had a chance to get in this really tough question that we all deal with at some point in our life. You know what I'm talking about. And you had to go with, and I'm sure you were talking to wife about this. And my wife's been, like I said, hey, I don't know how much longer I have working. I said, you know, some things I want to do. And she goes, you don't have any hobbies. What are you going to do? Like, it sounds great, but what do you don't have a life. You don't go fishing. You don't golf like the rest of your buddies. You don't do anything. You play tennis. You're back home an hour. And if you're around too much, you drive me effing nuts. She says that to me. Like, so Rim, did you go through that? Like, I mean, you've been in hockey your whole freaking game, and now you're back in. Has it been an adjustment for you, straight up? Has it been tough, or are you okay with it?
It's been a huge adjustment, and I don't like it. I'm kind of bored, buddy. I'm the same as you, 100%. I don't golf ever since I had my neck surgery back last May, and that was one of the reasons why I retired after 47 years in the NHL. I'm bored, so I go to the games. The Panthers have been terrific with me and say, anytime you want to come, we'll have a pass for you and a press pass. And tomorrow night I'm going to the game as a fan. I'm going to sit in the stands with one of my neighbors who's offered me a free ticket, by the way.
Yes, well, of course. Listen, if you got a friend, he's got to be a free friend. I agree with you. That's outstanding. That's good stuff for him right there.
I wanted to go to the game on Sunday just to show you about my wife. I wanted to go to the game Sunday, but uh-oh.
Yep.
I was going to call in and get a press pass for game four. Mother's Day.
Yes,
you're
it
not
is.
Not going to the game.
Yeah, yep. No.
So I'm in the doghouse on that one. Make it worse. Tomorrow's May 9th. It's my wife's birthday tomorrow, but I'm still going to the game.
Rem, that's
so I've got some. I got
Rem,
some
that's selfish. I'm sure she's used to it with you, but that's kind of a selfish move going to a sporting event on her birthday, man. That,
well,
I would do it too. I have done that, but I got to tell you, I've gotten that 48-hour silent treatment, and it sucks, man. It's nobody talking to you, talking to yourself, having a coffee with her, and you realize she's made it real clear by not talking that she's pissed off. Yeah.
I'm in the doghouse, but fortunately, my next door neighbor invited her out for dinner, so just the two of them are going. So I'm off the hook there. But that's
Rim.
The truth.
Hey, Rim, you take care of yourself. Thanks for coming on, man. You take
Anytime
care.
Anytime you call me. You know what? It's just another boring day. I'm out walking, and now the gardener is here in front of me mowing the lawn. But anytime you need me, buddy. In fact, one of these days I'd like to come in and sit in the studio.
Hey, Rim, you know what?
Face-to-face.
You keep this up. You might just be a regular, man. I got to tell you. Because I'm glad to hear somebody else going through it. Yeah, it sucked after. I can't imagine that, man. You work all those years, private planes, all that great life, and now, no, it's an adjustment. Rim, thank you. I got to let you run. Thank you so much.
Take care, bud.
Jeff Rimmer with us to talk. Hey. How's that for brutally being honest? Oh, it sucks, man. Doing games for 40 friggin' years, and I'm not doing anything and no hobbies. There's another guy.
That'll be you, sitting around waiting for a show to call you, give your opinion. You'll be sitting in your porch or whatever, and you'll be like, please,
or
somebody, I want to talk about the Dolphins.
I could be like Bryant McKinney, and you ask me a question. I have no idea. Like, so, hey, what do you think, Anthony Weaver? Who? Anyway, hey, listen, we got. I want to tell you about Beverly's Jewelers.
That was a little strange.
That was Beverly's Jewelers, my jeweler, man. Oh boy, Mother's Day, Sunday. I know it's a big one, and you could have been better, and you better do something on behalf of your kids, and don't try it. I tried it. You're not really my mother, but no. They don't want to hear that, and so if you got to score big, go to Beverly's Jewelers. Seriously, Jeff, Amanda got something for not only for Mother's Day, but birthdays and anniversaries. It's perfect. That really says I love you. It really does. And score big. But I got to tell you also, I want to talk about this stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond. VVS Clarity E-Color set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. That's it. How's that sound for a diamond engagement ring? Pop that. She is going to be... you're thinking about getting engaged, you're on a tight budget. It's the only thing holding you back, and you know she wants the ring, and you need to do something. This is a way to do it and still have a big smile on your face knowing you're not going to be broke for the next 3 years. Choose from all shapes, larger size available, and similar savings. Hurry, man. This is not going to last forever. Hey, by the way, Beverly's paying top dollar for your gold, silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. I trust Beverly's Jewelers for more than 30 years, and I know you can too. In Fort Lauderdale, off Commercial Boulevard, or online to bevjewelers.com. See some of the beautiful things they have. Beverly's Jewelers really is where South Florida gets engaged.